The world is complicated, but knowing the past can help us understand it so much better.
That's where we come in. I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah.
I'm Ramtin Arablouei, and we're the hosts of Throughline, NPR's new history podcast.
Every week, we'll dig into forgotten stories from the moments that shaped our world.
Throughline, history like you've never heard it before.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. The Mexican film Roma has created quite a stir on both sides of the border. The dramatic story of a young indigenous woman who works as a caretaker and maid in the home of a middle-class Mexican family was directed by Alfonso Cuarón and is partly based on his own personal experiences. The time period of the film is during a critical point in the 1970s when various social movements created some tense times for Mexican society. And the film's original motion picture soundtrack includes music that you would have heard on the radio during that time period. Juan Gabriel, Rocío Dúrcal, Rigo Tovar, and even the pioneering Mexican rock and roll musician Javier Batiz. But there's a second album associated with the film, and it's called Music Inspired by the Film Roma. For this record, director Alfonso Cuarón went to some of his favorite musicians, screened the movie for them, and then asked them to write some music. And what an album they produced. Patti Smith, Beck, Kike Rangel from Café Tacuba, Laura Marling, Ibe Yi, and Alfonso Cuarón's 16-year-old daughter, Bu Cuarón. They're just some of the people who turned in tracks that are a perfect musical companion to this film. And this week, we're going to hear some of the tracks from that album. And we're starting with a bit of a sound meditation by producer and musician T-Bone Burnett that takes inspiration from the various whistles and melodies that you often hear in the streets of Mexico City. You're listening to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and we are exploring the album called Music Inspired by the Film Roma. Our guide is Lynn Feinstein, the musical supervisor for Roma, who is a pioneering Mexican music and film artist in her own right. Going back to the Mexican film Amores Perros in 2000, Lynn has cast the modern sounds of Mexico as another character in over 100 films or TV series here in the U.S. and Mexico. She worked with Alfonso Cuarón on this album, and we are honored to have her on the show this week, talking to us from her home in Mexico City. Lynn Feinstein, thank you so much, and welcome to Alt Latino.
Thank you very much.
Tell us how this album came about.
I was a music supervisor for the film. So when Alfonso and I started to talk, not only for the music in the scenes in the film, because I don't know if you know, but we didn't have a script, so we worked only with his memories. So every scene was recalled as per his memories, not because there was a script defining a scene. So once we had like a big plan or a map of how the music was gonna play in the film, we started to figure it out about a soundtrack. So first we started to think of giving the artist sounds only. At the end, Alfonso chose the artist he liked. We contact them. We screened the film for them in different parts of the world, along with the help with a music supervisor that we invited for this project. So Randall Poster helped us to contact some artists, and I contact others. So between Randall and I, contact along or in the range of 18 artists that we invited to see the film. And if they felt inspired, they were going to do a song. For the song, we gave two options. Either they can do a cover of one of the songs in the film, or choose the sounds and create a new song using the sounds. Most of them choose the sounds and create a new song. So if you pay attention to all the songs, you're going to hear at least one sound that is contained in the film. The only cover we had at the end was for Laura Marling with Those Were the Days.
One of the ones that stands out to me in this really fabulous record was the Patti Smith song.
Yes, that's an honor, a big honor.
Right? How did that come about, and what? Why did she choose this song?
It's one of those artists that we, in the exchange of a list of suggestions to Alfonso of artists, Patti Smith came as, of course, something that we all applaud from Randall. So Randy had the connection and organized the screening for Patti.
And this is a remake of a song that she did before, correct?
Exactly. If I'm not mistaken, a song that she never finished. So, if I'm not mistaken, the same as with Beck. With Beck is a cover. So, but I think Patti never released this song. I might be mistaken, but I remember something mentioned somewhere about that.
And it's striking that it leads the album off, because I honestly think that it captures the sense of isolation.
Totally. I think those first sentences, and when you start hearing Patti's voice, it gets you in the middle of you. Well, gets you in the heart.
Okay, let's hear that song. This is called Wing by Patti Smith.
Thank you.
That was the great Patti Smith with a song called Wing from the album Music Inspired by the film Roma. And we're talking with the music supervisor from the film, Lynn Feinstein. Tell me about one of the artists that you were able to bring into the project from the Inspired album.
The artist that I bring to the Inspired by was Asaf Avidan, Ibeyi, Café Tacuba, Kike Rangel, Gallo Negro, and Bucuaron. I suggested to invite Alfonso's daughter.
So tell us about that.
The first time I saw the film was 2 years ago when Alfonso, well, on June is going to be 2 years ago when Alfonso was doing the first assembly. And those days that I spent with him in Italy, both his kids show me their talents. Both are very talented. His kid Olmo is going to be an incredible animator when he's going to be 17, 18 years old. And Boo showed me a couple of her songs, and they are amazing. She has an incredible voice. So when we started discussing about the album, I suggested that why we didn't invite Boo, and that's how it happened.
And this is the track, it's called Psycho.
With capitals.
To pieces, but where are the scissors? What a bummer, it's such a blow. Tell me, how did I not see you're exactly like her? When the crowd's gonna run away, or you're gonna stay? I think I've been there, I think I've been there, and I won't give you the privilege to be seen from my eyes. You don't deserve it, cause you're a psycho. Hit me, but you love me, never say you're sorry. What would you do when it's not about you? And even when the rain falls down, you but only if it's for one. You're a psycho. You're a psycho. Saw a vision, made your decision. I am me, I am not daddy's person. You only love her for attention. First the minds are bad, so already messed up. When the crowd's gonna run away, are you gonna stay? I think I've been there, I think I've been there, and I won't give you the privilege to be seen from my eyes. You don't deserve it, cause you're a psycho. Love me, but you love me, never say you're sorry. You're a psycho. What would you do when it's not about you? And even when the rain falls down your bra, only if it's for one. You're a psycho. You're a psycho. I know what you want. I know what you want. Oh, I know what you want. I know what you want. Cause you're a psycho. Hit me, but you love me, never say you're sorry. You're a psycho. What would you do when it's not about you? And even when the rain falls down your bra, only if it's for one. You're a psycho. You're a psycho.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break from the music and tell you about another NPR podcast that you should know about.
We often form assumptions about people we don't even know.
No one would assume that I spent half a decade training as a boxer, or that I recently learned to ski and I really love skiing.
And those assumptions are very often wrong.
And I'll tell you what people don't expect to see on ski slopes is a Black Muslim woman.
Ideas on the hidden biases that shape our world on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Okay, Lynn, you included an artist on the album that a lot of artists that I'm a big fan of, but I'm particularly a big fan of Ibe Yi.
Yeah, the Cuban French girls.
I'm really taken by what they were able to do with the theme of Cleo and their track Cleo Who Takes Care of You. It directly reflects what was going on in the movie. How did that come together?
I suggested Ibe Yi to Alfonso. He liked the idea. We played the song, and they were immediately drawn to a song. If I'm not mistaken, they had a song that same night or the next day. They show it to Alfonso, and I think there were no comments. We loved it since the beginning, and I think they understood the story of Cleo very well. So that one was one of those songs, not only that we received since the beginning immediately, they nail it. They nail what the story was about. I think with their song, they nail also the feeling that we all get from watching the story of Cleo, outside of the story of the family, her own personal struggle. So I think Ibe Yi really nailed it on the Cleo story.
And this is their track, Cleo, Who Takes Care of You.
Candle you light at night, the life you carry inside your belly. Oh, maybe the song you sing all day, perhaps the rain touching your face. Cleo, who takes care of you? Who takes care of you? Who takes care of you?
Let's talk a little bit about your ideas and a little bit about your history and what you do as a music supervisor. That's how I first became aware of you. What are some of the early films that you worked on?
I started working after I was working in MTV as a head of programming for MTV Latin America. And then in 1999, beginning of 2000, I was invited to work in a movie studio that was going to do 10 films per year. They only did 7 and then they did 1. The name was Alta Vista Films. And there I did a couple of movies, among them Amores Perros.
Amores Perros was very important in terms of music history, because it was really the first time that the bands that were playing rock and espanol, or what we call rock and espanol or Latin alternative, had an appearance in the mainstream in that way.
Because there were no really, it was the music industry till today, and I think more today than ever, has become so difficult that if you don't have somebody that really understands and you have to produce a film, which is almost like building a building, you leave it to the score guy. So instead of going into trouble trying to clear a song, you go into score. And then things started to change when there was somebody in the team in charge of those things. So 18 years ago, 19 years ago, in Mexico, there were no one. So mostly the films that had resonancia, that had some viewers in Mexico, came either from the very trashy comedy films like La Risa en Vacaciones, that had everything was score or mostly accents of ambience. And the other ones were the ones directed by big directors who mostly encounter problems with songs, so they decided to go with score. So the idea of having someone that was in charge of that in a studio helped the directors and the creators to think that there was a possibility of putting a song in a film. So that started to change in those years.
I guess the question I have is, like, what were you listening to and how were you discovering these bands and then were able to place them in the film? Because back then, for example, Café Tacuba, they weren't exactly a household name at that point.
First of all, I'm a record collector. So all my life, I've been listening to music every day and making playlists everywhere, every time, anywhere. That means that I'm a collector. Before I was a collector in vinyls, then I became a collector in CDs, and then I became a collector of hard drives full of music. Today, I use that mostly for my work. But every time I try to create a project or to involve myself in a project in the music side, my challenge and my goal and my satisfaction has always been to discover music, to nail songs that can touch the heart, because basically music is emotion. So I go and read every time I have a script. I try to read the music that has that script, meaning that is what is needed for the scene, but also how can I turn that different? Which type of bands I can present to the director? Which bands can fit what is needed in the description of the script? So every day since I've been on radio and TV and now in films and TV, I've been trying to put my little grain of salt in bringing new music or discover artists for who's listening. As any DJ in the world, my goal and my satisfaction is that somebody says, oh, I love that song. My work is very pleasant when I need to suggest songs, when I discover music, and then it becomes a nightmare when I have to clear it. So of course these days, I try to recommend things that I know that are not gonna be a pain. But when I started 18 years ago, I didn't care about those things. I tried to recommend bands that I like. I still do that, but there is a plus today if it's easy or not too clear. So I hope I answer your question.
Yes, you did.
Let's play The Uncle. Have you heard The Uncle track?
Yes.
Why don't we play that? And if the next one, if you don't mind, the Kike Rangel.
So tell us about The Uncle track. Tell us who the band is.
Mr. James Lavelle. And I think he also nailed it as Ibeyi with the story of the music.
Oh, on my knees. Thank you.
trying to pass the blame. I'm just trying to protect my name. But you know I would die for you. What you're dreaming, it can't be true. I can see how you punish me. How you gave me the third degree. I don't need to apologize. I could lie to you every night. When you stole from me everything, you just gave me a song to sing. You could leave me aside to die. What you mean is I never cry. There are things you can never see. I need God, would you pray for me? We've been lost in a memory. All the dark was meant to be. Oh, on my knees. Oh, I can't breathe. All that I ever prayed, love would be where I stay. Oh, I can see all that I believe. I know that I played the game, but I'll never be ashamed. If I paint you a masterpiece, would my pain and my hurt decrease? If I'm able to make you come, would you love me and want me now? I just want you to understand that I'm only a broken man, and my heart it can only show all the things we can never know. There's no need to apologize, we'll get back to the other side. I've been walking on solid ground, wait till you see what I have found. After length of the stars above, I'm no longer the man you love. I've become who I'm meant to be when I need you next to me. Oh, on my knees. Oh, I can't breathe. All that I ever prayed.
Okay, that was On My Knees, and because Len wanted to hear two in a row, we're going to hear the one from Kike Rangel. This is called La Hora Exacta.
Ni una despedida, ni un aviso, anunciando algún final. En la casa intacta, hoy se marca la hora exacta, sin adiós.
soportar estos sufrimientos paralelos. ¿Cómo comprender con qué voz poder clamar al cielo? Como una galaxia que se impacta de manera irracional. Borras el pasado, media vuelta y se acabó. Roma no se construyó en un día, el amor se pierde en un segundo. Yo jamás pensé que volvería a caminar perdido en este mundo.
Lynn Feinstein, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about this really spectacular and amazing album. Is there anything else you want to say about the record that I haven't asked you about? Because it sort of speaks for itself in a way.
Yeah, and I think each track, although there's kind of a mellow vibe, if you start hearing it, I think you can hear different genres, different moods, and most of all, different instrumentation and approach to the film. You can even dance with La Gallo Negro, La Cumbia del Borras, and you also have an instrumental track by DJ Shadow. So I think it's a very pleasant album to hear, and if you hear it after watching the film, I think it is a very good complement to the film. And if you are Latino, after the film, hear the first album and then the second album, because I'm pretty sure that on the first album, you're gonna have a lot of memories, either from the kitchen of your parents, from the kitchen of your house, from the living room, from any parties. You're gonna sing along with that album, I'm pretty sure. If you are like older than 20 years old and you didn't become a complete American in the world of Green Day or Blink 182, I'm sure you're gonna sing one of those songs.
Okay, those are crazy references, but they work though. That's funny.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I always listen to your station, so it's an honor to be here. I'm pretty excited. Thank you very much for taking the time to hear our album and talk to me.
It's an honor that you'd be part of the show. I've been wanting to do this for a long time, and hopefully it's not the last. We'd love to have you come on just to play music and just to talk.
I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to.
That was Lynn Feinstein, music supervisor for the film Roma. You've been listening to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you so much for listening.